When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal. Online shopping sites will get a workout on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Shoppers not only want to find the perfect gift, they want it delivered ASAP. We'll discuss the one-day shipping war being waged between Amazon and its rivals. First, some money and market news you should know. Get ready to dig deeper in your pocket to pay for your morning cup of joe. Lower coffee production in Latin America caused by dry weather has sent futures prices up by 20%. The weather has particularly affected the harvesting of Arabica, a premium variety of coffee in Honduras. That's the world's third largest producer of Arabica coffee. Dry weather's also affected Arabica output in Brazil and Peru. All told, global Arabica production is expected to drop by about 3% this year to its lowest annual rate since 2015. But higher demand is also behind the price increases. Consumption in Asia and the Pacific region are projected to increase by 3% in the coming year, while bigger consumers such as Europe are expected to grow by about 2%.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's perfect. Allison, wait. Are you texting and driving? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Amazon pioneered two-day shipping more than a decade ago, but two-day shipping? Oh, that takes forever. Shoppers want their order tomorrow. The center of competition among the big retailers this holiday season is one-day shipping. And Wall Street Journal Corporate Bureau Chief Marcelo Prince is here to discuss. So, Marcelo, Amazon has repeatedly set the pace with offering more and more efficient shipping logistics, and it is spending a lot of money on one-day shipping this year.
They have actually said they're going to spend $1.5 billion just in the fourth quarter to do one-day shipping, which is putting pressure on the rest of the industry.
Clearly, Amazon sees a market here. Its Amazon Prime service has been a beneficiary.
They see this as a way to add to the number of people who are willing to pay. They already have over 100 million Prime subscribers. And by adding more products and speeding the delivery, they see this as an advantage.
You know, some other traditional retailers have really struggled to keep pace here, but Walmart and Target seem to have cracked the shipping code, though they go about things a little differently than Amazon.
Both of them have found that if they invest in their stores and use the stores themselves to help fulfill either orders that people place online or pick up at the stores, they can keep pace with Amazon. And they both had strong sales in recent quarters leading up to this holiday season. They both had success getting people to place orders online and actually go pick them up at the stores, which for them is less expensive than delivering it to your house.
And there's another layer here, and that is the cutoff day to offer shipping so people get it in time for
right.
Hanukkah and Christmas.
They'll shift their messaging from this week where they're focusing on getting you to place the orders, and they're less dependent on whether you pick it up in the store or they deliver it to, as you get closer to the holidays, they do turn the messaging to, you still have time, place the order, come pick it up at the store.
You know, it seems like also the new arms race here is adding products to the list that is eligible for the one-day shipping.
Amazon claims they have 10 million products already. They want to get to 100 million, I believe. Walmart and Target are much smaller, but that's also by choice. They're sort of focusing on what they think are the most commonly ordered items that they can stock in their stores and deliver without having hundreds of warehouses like Amazon does.
And Amazon requires customers to be Prime customers to get the one-day shipping. But Target and Walmart, they don't require a membership.
Walmart actually tried a membership program and gave up on it a few years ago. Neither of them currently have a membership shipping program. When it's the holidays, they'll give you free shipping on many more orders. Sometimes you have to have a minimum order size. Outside of the holidays, they generally require you to have a certain basket size to give you the free shipping.
You know, on the other end of this is the post office and the UPS guy and the FedEx guy that's got piles of boxes. It looks like the pyramids outside of apartment buildings and houses.
That's right. And they have to run double shifts, overtime shifts. This year, both UPS and FedEx will be delivering 7 days a week just to keep up with the demand. The post office sometimes runs double routes. The postal carrier will go twice over the same route in the same day. As the shipping moves online, this is becoming a bigger and bigger choke point or challenge for everyone in the industry. This year is especially difficult because there's a shorter window between when Black Friday and Christmas Day, and so they have to get basically the same number of orders in six fewer days.
It's a big test for Amazon. Back in July, they had some snafus that they're trying to work out, and it's really put the spotlight on them.
They have Prime Day, and that's a big one-day sale that they have on the website, and they actually had some trouble delivering the products within the one-day window that they had promised. We'll be monitoring this holidays to see how they hold up. They actually ended a relationship with FedEx, so they're more dependent on UPS, the Postal Service, and their own delivery. So Amazon has been ramping up its own delivery capabilities. They have, I'm sure you've seen, trucks, their own Prime trucks, doing many of the deliveries, especially in urban cities where they can group a bunch of packages together. And in the rural areas, it's less common because there are less profitable deliveries.
And back in July, Amazon pretty much owned the stage, and now they're competing for space in the trucks and just logistics space with the post office and UPS handling all the other retailers' products.
Correct, yeah. And it's the big challenge is not just having the right products at the right prices, but also being able to get it to people when and how they want it. And, you know, it's worth keeping in mind that in the holidays, online sales become a bigger piece of spending, but they're 20 to 25% of all spending. Most of the purchases are still happening in physical stores. More research happens online. In other words, people are looking at what they want to buy, figuring out what the prices are, where they're going to go. But it's not that every order or every present is coming through Amazon or through these delivery services.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal Corporate Bureau Chief Marcelo Prince with us. Marcelo, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.